March 9th, 2004. Stryker paced the floor of the dimly lit banquet hall, wanting blood and not from one of their own. For 3 weeks now, they hadn't been able to find a single trace of the Dark Hunter Wolf Tryggvason, or the Appellite heiress Cassandra Peters, who was the final key to eliminating their curse for once and for all and getting Helios off their backs. How could they go into hiding so effectively? It didn't make any sense. He had Orion working on it now, but it seemed useless. How hard can it be to find where a Dark Hunter lives?
They are crafty, Kyrios, Zolan said from his right.
Zolan was his third in command, and one of Stryker's most trusted soldiers, after Orion and Thratis. He'd been promoted through the Spathi ranks for his ability to murder ruthlessly and to never show mercy to anyone. Like Stryker, he chose to dye his hair black and wore the Spathi symbol of a yellow sun with a dragon in its center, the emblem of Apollemy the Destroyer.
If they weren't, Zolan continued, we'd be able to track and kill them through our servants while they slept.
Stryker turned on Zolan with a glare so malevolent that the daemon shrank away from him. Only his son held enough courage to not flinch from his anger. Orion's bravery knew no equal. Out of nowhere, Zedrix appeared before him in the hall. Unlike the daemons, Zedrix didn't bow or acknowledge Stryker's elevated stature in their world. Most of the time, Zedrix treated him as more of a servant than a master, which pissed him off to no uncertain end. No doubt the daemon thought Apollemy would always protect him, but Stryker knew the truth. His mother loved him absolutely, and no one else.
Her benevolent grace wishes a word with you,
the daemon said in a low, even tone.
Benevolent grace? As if.
Every time Stryker heard that title for Apollemy, he wanted to laugh. But he knew better. His mother didn't really have a sense of humor. Without delay, he willed himself to her palace and walked through the double door that led out to her private gardens where she was waiting for him. As usual, Apollemy leaned over her pool, where black water flowed backward up a glittering pipe from this world into the human realm. There was a fine rainbow mist and vapors around the water. It was here the goddess could scry so that she knew what was happening on Earth, past, present, future. She's pregnant, the goddess announced, without turning around. Stryker knew the she that the goddess referred to was Cassandra.
How can that be?
The goddess lifted her hands up and drew a circle in the air. Water from the mirror formed like a crystal ball, even though nothing but air held it. It swirled about until it held an image of the woman they both wanted dead. There was nothing in the ball to give him any indication of how to find Cassandra. Apollemy dragged one fingernail through the image, causing it to shake and distort.
Artemis is interfering with us.
There's still time to kill both mother and child.
She smiled at that.
Yes, there is.
She opened her hands, and the water arced from the ball back into her pool.
Now is the time to strike. The Electi is being held by Artemis. He can't stop you. He won't even know that you attack.
Stryker flinched at the mention of the Electi. Like the Abaddonna, Stryker was forbidden to attack him. He hated restrictions.
We don't know where to attack, he told his mother. We've been searching. Take one of the Ceridons. My pets can find them.
I thought they were forbidden to leave this realm.
A cruel half-smile curved her lips.
Artemis broke the rules. So shall I. Now go, Migios, and do me proud.
Stryker nodded and turned about sharply. He took 3 steps before the destroyer's voice gave him pause.
Remember, Strykerius, kill the heiress before the Electi returns. You are not to engage him ever.
He stopped, but didn't look back.
Why have I always been forbidden to touch him?
Ours is not to question why. Ours is but to live or die.
He ground his teeth as she gave him the human quote. When she spoke again, the coldness in her tone only angered him more.
The answer to that is how much do you value your life, Strycarius? I have kept you close all these centuries, and I have no desire to see you dead.
The Electi can't kill me, I'm a god.
And greater gods than you have fallen. Many of them to my wrath. Heed my words, boy. Heed them well.
Irritated by that, Stryker continued on his way, pausing only long enough to unleash Kyklonus, whose name meant tornado. Once unleashed, the Ceridon, like him and Orion, was a deadly menace.